Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Even though Massachusetts has the country's highest rate of residents with health insurance, about 277,000 men, women, and children are still without insurance and largely aren't sure where to turn when they get sick. They often put off care because it costs too much, but many end up getting care through a loose-knit network of free clinics in churches, synagogues, and vacant offices around the state, often run by retired doctors and nurses.
There are flu shots available, and I'm just asking, for whom is influenza dangerous, most dangerous?
Today we visit one of those clinics. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our story in the hallway of a synagogue in Sudbury that on Tuesday nights becomes a makeshift waiting room.
21 patients sink into folding chairs beneath portraits of prominent synagogue members at Congregation Beth El in Sudbury.
Quem tem medo da vacina de gripe?
Free flu shots are a bonus tonight for patients who've come in with a sprained back, dizziness, or a feeling that their diabetes is getting worse.
Now, have you lost any weight?
Você perdeu algum peso?
Não, aumentou meu peso.
Não.
Dr. Dick Wolk wags a long finger at the admittedly overweight woman he's brought into his office, a card table behind a striped cloth folding screen. Wolk's patient wants to know if she's taking the right pills to control her diabetes. Wolk pauses, making sure he has the woman's full attention.
We can give you all the pills in the world, but only you can lose weight.
She promises Walk she'll pay more attention to calories and get more exercise. Walk is one of 7 to 9 physicians, many retired, who spend their Tuesday evenings treating patients at what's become known as the Metro West Free Medical Program here in the Temple Sanctuary.
All of the chairs and in churches, it would be the pews, have been removed by a volunteer crew that came in the late afternoon. On one end is pharmacy education.
Students from the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy check and write prescriptions. A local Stop and Shop stores medicines for the clinic at no charge. The Massachusetts Medical Society covers the doctor's liability insurance, and Metro West Medical Center provides free lab work and x-rays. There's a crew of nurses, interpreters, social workers, and a physical therapist, about 35 volunteers in all on any given clinic night.
On the other end of the room, I have a table with a nutritionist. Above her, on an elevated platform that is usually used for services.
Right in front of the ark.
Right in front of the ark.
Backed up against this ornate cabinet that holds the synagogue's Torah scrolls is the table for patients who want to apply for food stamps, heating assistance, and health insurance.
So I feel very strongly about paying forward.
Nurse Pam McGrath started volunteering at the clinic 3 years ago, shortly after her daughter survived a serious car accident.
She should not have lived. So when I was taking care of her and we realized that it was going to be okay, I got online and I was looking for a program to volunteer with, and I found this one.
Now McGrath is paid, one of 3 part-timers. The clinic raises about $150,000 a year for employees and supplies. McGrath's job is to make sure patients follow doctor's orders.
Things that we would normally take for granted, you can't take for granted anymore. You know, take it with milk. Can you afford milk 3 times a day? Is that something your family can do?
The clinic treats up to 60 patients a night. They come from 20 to 30 miles away. Many of these patients could receive good care at one of the dozens of community health centers or hospitals in Massachusetts, but some say those institutions are intimidating. In the almost 9 years since this clinic opened, there are fewer patients with a sprain or the flu, and more with chronic conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and mental health problems. It recently added a psychiatrist. Mason from Quincy stopped in tonight for a consult.
You're always worried when you go and talk to a psychiatrist whether or not they're actually going to listen to you and help you without prejudice, and he definitely did. The quality of care here is, I would say, as good as any paid clinic.
Mason, who lost his student health insurance because he's transferring schools, says there are too many gaps in health coverage, even in Massachusetts.
I suppose if we were in, you know, Alabama or Kentucky or something, this place would be packed to the gills. But I believe a lot of the people here are first or second generation immigrants, which I think predisposes them to needing this kind of place.
Doctors and nurses in this clinic don't ask patients about their immigration status. And we agreed to use just Mason's first name because Dr. Wolk and other organizers don't want patients to worry that the clinic will reveal their identity. The Federal Affordable Care Act is supposed to provide insurance and a consistent doctor for many patients who currently rely on the roughly 1,200 free clinics around the country. But if this clinic in Sudbury offers a lesson from Massachusetts, it is plan to stay open, says its director, Kim Prendergast.
There's still a huge need for programs like ours. There's a lot of people still losing jobs and losing their insurance, and it's a confusing process. We also see that health insurance doesn't mean that you necessarily have access to care, and there's a big shortage of primary care physicians in Massachusetts, and that's true around the country. So,
Prendergast looks off to her left, where the cleanup team packs clinic supplies into big plastic tubs that will be stored in a shed at the back of the synagogue. Then, most Tuesdays, a setup crew repeats the weekly transformation from house of worship to house of care and hangs a white canvas sign over the main entrance, walk-ins welcome. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.